Well, I thought we had a lot of possession in the ball, and it's the decisions in possession that's the most important part of it. We always knew that coming up here, and I thought in possession more often than not today, a final decision was a poor one. You know, too many straight passes. We know it's not the biggest of pitches, very little space. And we highlighted on Thursday evening, prior to training, what we were working on, that we knew the physicality that Cowdenbeath possessed, and if you give them something, you know, i.e. a goal, they're very, very good at holding onto that, and it makes life very difficult for you. As I said then, I thought that we had a lot of possession in the ball, but up until probably, you know, did we create anything other than, you know, the one that we got in behind them. So, one, we've got to look at our own final decision within that, but I've also then got to compliment Cowdenbeath for, you know, getting a good job done. And, you know, as I said, if you look at the stats in terms of possession, theirs will be through the roof today in terms of how much we had the ball. But if you look at the most important stats, you know, 2-1 to Cowdenbeath. And there's all different ways of winning a game of football. You look at them and their second goal, you know, it's just one direct ball up and into the box. And I think the level, what really gets me today, is how soft the goals were that we lost. You know, that's the thing. And when you do have that amount of possession, your concentration levels have to be to the highest order. So, very disappointed not to be in the next round. But, you know, I must give Cowdenbeath all the credit, you know, in terms of what they bought. They were stuffy. They were physical, you know, they tried to make it into a game that frustrated us. The only thing that really frustrated, you know, for me from the point of view, was the final ball or the final bit of play in the final third. I thought that we got into the areas that we wanted to do time and time again, but failed to come up with anything other than, and if you've seen the bit of the quality for the goal, you know, that's what we had to try and achieve a wee bit more. I just felt we were playing too many straight balls in there. I think coming to this area and how tight the pitch is, you've got to move them and move them, and you might have to move them two or three times, you know, until you get into the area where you want to be. And we didn't do that enough, you know, and that's the type of thing we've got to now sit down, we've got to address that. If I can take anything out of today's game, you know, it's that I've got a squad of players there that certainly, you know, are all chanting at the bit to go and play. If you look at the bench, you know, of high quality. So, you know, it's getting the right tools out there week in and week out now. And that's something that myself and my staff will be working on. We've got to get that final bit of the jigsaw today. I thought that we always had needed within the game. I didn't think we had enough of it in the first half. I thought that we got that in the second half and stretched them a wee bit more and got the ball into the final third, as I keep saying. But it was a decision in the final third that really cost us, and cost us that also with the two poor goals from our point of view. The second one is a wee bit more understandable in terms of that, you know, you're chasing and you're running out of time there, and it's one long ball, and we can argue whether it's a foul and join or not. It's the next one that comes in that's the most important thing, and we didn't deal with that. So, as I said there's a lot of things that we've got to look at today, particularly in the final third, to make sure that the opportunities that we should be creating shadows that of the amount of possession of the ball that we have. You know, as I said there, you can have 99% of the possession in the game. It's the most important stat, it's the scoreline at the end of it. And it's that. And their final decision, probably when you look at the evidence of the 2 goal, was better than ours, you know, in terms of the delivery to come in. The first one, I'm very disappointed. One, that we gave the free kick away in the first place. And two, that we go and mark space where we've never done that all season, you know, and they take it upon themselves to do that. So these are things that we've got to address, and the quality of the goals that we gave away, you know, were very, very disappointing. I've got to compliment a fantastic Clyde away support once again there, who were right with us right to the final. And I would love to have seen the game go that wee bit extra, just to see how. I just felt it was a wee bit too late for us, you know, to get the win back. I would like to have seen that maybe with 10 minutes to go, just to see if we could have settled and got another one from that lift and get the other one. But we never really had that opportunity. I thought the boy McGurn, to be fair to him, at the beginning of the second half, had a couple of decent saves. You know, we look, and I'd like to see the stats on that. But as I said there, in my head at the minute, the stats on goal didn't add up to the amount of possession that we had.
We've got a big
doubleheader
coming up against teams, the two teams above us in the league.
Well, we'll talk about the first one. I'm not interested in the second one at this minute.
Being back at Broadwood, is that going to give the team a lift after disappointing results?
We don't always appreciate how good we are at home. We've got to make that home advantage count. And I think on the back of, you know, the two defeats that we've had there in the cup and before the international break there, there's no better game to come back to, you know, particularly at home. And as I said there, we will be doing all that we can to make sure that we iron out, you know, not the problem, because there are no problems. They're just poor decisions that the players are taking upon themselves at this minute in time. And it's up to ourselves, myself and my coaching staff, to make sure that we work on that and, you know, we do work tirelessly. I think there's certain aspects that are play at this minute in time that we maybe work on more than others, and that shows. So it's a balance of getting everything right. It's a balance of the players retaining the information that you're giving them also within that. You know, and as I say, I've said it for a number of weeks now, it's no amount of possession you have, it's a decision in possession that's the most important thing. You know, I'm looking at an uncanny, and you could see us getting a wee bit erratic. How many balls did we pass out of the park today? At least three I counted, in simple passes. And that's the thing. And this game is the beautiful game is a simple game made difficult, because you see thing and you pass it from A to B, B to C, bump, bump, bump. And then you get players that don't want to go to A. They want to go and look for something better. They want to go to E and F. They don't see the full picture. We're just moving the ball to A to B and moving the opposition and letting the picture constantly change. I just feel that, you know, I love to play 1-2 touch football and moving it quick and simple, because it always changes the picture. And it doesn't necessarily mean to be the boy that's on the ball at that given time is going to play. The pass that he passes to, a simple pass, is just equally as important as the one going through, in my opinion. So it's because it keeps everything, it's the game plan, it keeps everything going. And I just felt that as the game went on, everybody in the, as we put more and more creative players on, if you like, every one of them wanted to be the man that thread that ball through.